while the company commanders are sweating into their sword hilts and shouting, "Front rank! Fixed bayonets! Steady there! Steady! Sight for 300! No, for 5! Lie down! All! Steady! Front rank! Kneel!" and so forth. He becomes unhappy and grows acutely miserable when he hears a comrade turn over with the rattle of fire irons falling into the fender and the grunt of a pole-axed ox. If he can be moved about a little and allowed to watch the effect of his own fire on the enemy, he feels merrier and may then be worked up to the blind passion of fighting, which is, contrary to general belief, controlled by a chilly devil and shakes men like ague. If he is not moved about and begins to feel cold at the pit of his stomach and in that crisis is badly mauled and hears orders that were never given, he will break, and he will break badly. And of all things under the sight of the sun, there is nothing more terrible than a broken British regiment. When the worst comes to the worst and the panic is really epidemic, the men must be e'en let go, and the company commanders had better escape to the enemy and stay there for safety's sake. If they can be made to come again, they are not pleasant men to meet, because they will not break twice. About 30 years from this date, when we have succeeded in half-educating everything that wears trousers, our army will be a beautifully unreliable machine. It will